Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Heidi said, hold on 1 second. She's texting or tweeting or she's...
Okay, I'm ready.
Insta facing.
No, but what is the...
We're just going to chit chat. A few things to say to you. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Mark and Heidi, the other D'Amelios. I'm Mark.
And I'm Heidi.
And this is our podcast. So last time we started off, we were in a little bit of a tiff. Family quarrel. We weren't getting along. But I'm here to say, because I want people to know the truth. And the truth is 99.99% of the time, Heidi and I get along very well.
We really do.
We really do. So,
why do you think that is?
I think because...
I know.
Go ahead, you go first.
Two things. I think we do go out of our way to...
And we don't cut each other off.
I think we don't go out of our way to be petty or like bickery or anything like that. To do things to annoy the other person on purpose. Like, I don't feel like either one of us do that. And also, like, we just get to the point, like, okay, let's, like, talk this through so we can move on because this is really boring and annoying. And then we do.
Yes. And I do think that it had to do with the fact that we got married, which I think is a normal time now to get married, but I think I was almost 30 at the time. So I think you kind of... find your person. It takes you a while to get comfortable with yourself.
Yeah.
And before you can get comfortable with someone else. And
But that can be tricky too, because I feel like when you're a little bit older, you're a little bit more set in your ways. And then you may be more picky on finding someone that has to adjust to what you want. And if you have two people that are like that.
We're getting a FaceTime from Dixie. Hold on.
She hung up. She FaceTimes me and hangs up multiple times a day. I don't know why.
This is Dixie. Let's see.
I forgot you were at the podcast.
So yeah. Hey, but you're live now on the podcast.
Dixie.
What's up, Dixie?
Welcome to the podcast.
Special guest, Dixie D'Amelio. Is everything okay? Do you need us for anything?
Yeah, I just want to say hi.
Yeah, well, on the schedule, black and white right there, says mom and dad in the podcast.
But you can call us anytime.
We're here for you. We're here for you, sweetheart.
Want to just stay?
Bye, everyone.
Love you.
We love you, babe. Bye.
Bye, babe.
She was kind of breaking up, too.
Oh, yeah. It keeps freezing up. Whenever it's right for you and you seem to have found your person, even if it is younger than maybe when we got married, I feel like you kind of grow and learn about yourself as you grow together and you're a little less set in your ways. As long as both people are open to... kind of ebbs and flows of getting along with each other.
So you make a very good point. So a lot of times what happens is people get out of high school, they go to college, they get roommates, and then they maybe go on their own for a little while. And then like for us, I had a roommate, I was used to living with someone else, and then we met and I was like, wow, this person's really easy to hang out with and live with.
Aww,
and it was, so you made it really easy. I do think you made a great point that is there a point where you're so set in your ways, like people that get into their 40s and are still single, that it becomes very difficult to bring another person into their life at that point.
But not impossible.
No, not impossible.
And I do think if when that person does come, even if you are set in your ways and you're maybe a little bit older than traditionally the ages when people get married, when that person comes along, it hits you like a ton of bricks in the best possible way. And there's like, it's just obvious. So.
Do you know something? This fact that I'm not sure if you know that marriage is a leading cause of divorce. Did you know that?
Oh my God. Oh, wow. Mark yeah. here with the science.
That's true. That's fact. Oh, that is, wow. That's straight up statistics.
So that was resolved by the time we got to the car.
Yes.
Last week.
Yes, we don't bicker a lot.
I was like, we were hungry. I'm like, we got to move on to the next thing. Can we finish with this conversation?
Right. So now to more positive things.
Wait.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/RS10 today.
Go.
I want to say something.
Sure.
The question we asked last week was, what is something your parents did that was awesome? And I forget things. So we were talking and reading, and I forgot that I wanted to say one thing because I am 49 years old and I think about this all the time. Okay, so my mom and dad picked me up from school early one day, and I remember it like so vividly. And if you're from Lafayette, Louisiana, you know. So we went parked at the Northgate Mall. There was a little carnival on the other side of the street, and they picked me up early from school, brought me to the carnival. The sun was shining. It was so in Southwest Louisiana, it tends to be very hot and humid. It was like the perfect weather day. It wasn't too humid. There was like these fluffy clouds in the sky. I was probably in third or fourth grade, and they brought me to the carnival and we rode rides and got a candy apple and all of this stuff. And it was just like, they have four kids, so they're busy, you know, working, and we were all in sports and everything. And for them to take out the time to do that was a lot because they were busy. And I just remember it like it was yesterday. So that was like, I mean, my parents did a lot of really awesome things for me, but that one stuck in my mind. And it's like the best memory. I love it. And aww. I didn't say that last week. I don't know if I've ever told you that.
No, you haven't.
Because you're looking at me like, what is she talking about?
Right. And as we're married longer, there's not a lot of stories we haven't
exactly.
told each other.
And it's so funny that I haven't mentioned it because I think about it all the time. And it was such a sweet, sweet memory.
That's so sweet.
I know. And that's it.
So, all right, so
wrapping up from last week.
So continuing on to this week.
Yes. Let's go.
As the world is opening up here in lovely Los Angeles, yes. For people who don't know us prior to our notoriety or our kids' notoriety, we lived a pretty full life back in Connecticut doing a lot of fun things, really close to New York City. But like everyone else in America and across the world, we've kind of been, life has been put on hold and paused. Although, and we still have a lot of fun things going on. But what are you looking forward to as new resident to Los Angeles and as things open up? What are some of the things you're looking forward to?
Definitely sports events. I love a good baseball game. That I know this isn't here, but I want to go see a Broadway show. And I just feel like having the feeling of we're going to be okay and being in, you know, we went skating down in Santa Monica and there's still a little bit of fear of, you know, there's people, everybody's sort of distance and they're with their own group or whatever, our family. But there is still that nervousness about being out. And I'm just for that little peace of mind, knowing that we're going to be okay.
As we get out of this and everyone's safe and vaccinated and there's no chance of COVID spreading whenever time that is, do you think people are going to get back to being in big crowds and comfortable
yes.
with that?
One more thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
Concerts. I want to see Bruno Mars and Billie Eilish.
Got it. Yeah, I do. I think all those things. I think they talk about the Roaring Twenties, and that was an effect of everybody dealing with the Spanish flu, and that, like, I'm just raring to go as far as mm-hmm. being. And I'm a social person. I like. Yeah. I'm a people person.
I kind of, you know, for myself personally, if I'm feeling like we're going somewhere, and maybe, like, I don't know, maybe it's allergies, maybe I'm sneezing, I don't know, whatever. I'll wear a mask because I want to protect other people, and it might be nothing, but I think it'll be more acceptable to just go out in a mask if you're like not feeling great.
I think we have, that is one of the things I think we've learned to
mm-hmm. you know, protect ourselves,
protect others. We're
protect others. Yeah.
Remember when it would be, oh, you're why didn't you go to work? You were sick. Oh, that was looked upon as you were letting your company
yeah.
down.
No.
Now if you go to work sick, it's like,
why are you here?
Dude,
that's,
go home.
Yeah, you got to, you know, respect others'
health. So now if I were a kid and when I used to have to convince my mom not to go to school, I'm going to say, Mom, I'm looking out for other people, looking to protect others. I must stay home. I must not go to school today. Kids, it's a little advice from your Uncle Mark here, folks. Have some cool stuff happening.
Wait, you didn't tell me what you want to do. Whenever life opens up.
I'm trying to think of...
I feel like I covered the good ones.
Yeah, I concerts, think those are the... I think
events.
We take those things for granted. And where we lived in... I always have to tell everyone where Connecticut is, because Connecticut touches Rhode Island. It's up mm-hmm. by Massachusetts. So, but where we lived in Connecticut bordered, was like 50 miles outside of New York City. And we were probably 35 to 40 miles to Yankee Stadium. And I'm in the sports apparel business. So I had tickets to any game, and we started to take it for granted. Mm-hmm. And I will not take it for granted anymore. Like, any opportunity we have to do something cool as it relates to concerts, sports, it's not going to be, oh, we could see them again. And life's too short. So I want to take yeah. advantage of all those things. But yeah, I've never been to Dodger Stadium.
Fun.
We've been to Staples Center. Mm-hmm. I want to see the Knicks come play the Lakers. That's going to be fun. Knicks are doing really well right now. So a lot
yes.
of cool stuff happening. Next thing is Dixie. She's going to be doing some music videos.
Oh, I can't wait.
This week.
Cannot wait. There's definitely a whole new vibe that is going to be shown in these videos. I feel like she's just been working so hard and so many long hours, which she doesn't really talk about too much. But, you know, I think anybody who has big goals, the only way you're going to get there is if you really, like, focus and devote yourself to those goals. She's ready. She's, like, so ready to put this music out and to make the videos and, you know.
As her dad... Sometimes for both girls, I don't say how proud I am of them, but I'm actually in awe of all the work Dixie's put into her music career and how passionate she's become. And I think she's always been passionate. I think it's probably been a confidence thing that she's feeling more confident in what she's doing. And it started off where she was in the studio and she was learning the ropes of the studio, and then she was finding other people's music, and now she's writing, and it's starting to become more natural to her. And I think she's finding that she's really good at it. I'm not shocked. I'm just so in awe and proud of everything she's doing. So I couldn't be happier for her, and that she's found something that she really loves.
I feel like as parents, like, it's like our whole lives are devoted to making sure our kids are okay. And I know I've done this, and I know you and I have talked about it before. It's like, well, obviously they know I'm proud, but I think when they hear it, it feels good. I feel like, too, she's as she's getting a little bit more comfortable with herself and learning who she is, she's finding what inspires her in the studio. I'm just excited for her on all fronts as a human being and an artist and a creative person. I feel like she's doing a really, really great job, and I am so proud of her.
And this is where it's like, I look at my mom, who had an incredible voice and could have been a singer, and she didn't do it, and I didn't do anything with music, and I loved to sing as a kid. And it's just incredible to see our child doing something on such a big level. And it's not about the fame or any of that. It's about doing something that she actually loves. And it's really cool to watch and watch her confidence grow. So I think what we set out to do as parents from when they were young is just provide them opportunities to find what they're passionate about. And over this year, I've seen Dixie take advantage of this opportunity and become passionate about it, and start from me being apprehensive to go into the studio early on in Connecticut to now we can't get her out of the studio. Mm-hmm. So it's been, you know, where the videos were other people's ideas and the merchandise around the music was other people's mm-hmm. ideas. Like, she has come in and become a boss in this thing.
What about when she called a meeting for our team, and she headed up that meeting and just was firing off her vision and her thoughts and ideas around the merch, the videos, the rollout, all of that? I was just like looking at her like, yes, because I know, like, we know, just like anyone, you know, your kid, you know, they have it in you. They just, you can't make anyone do anything. Something, especially like that, they have to find it in themselves. And I'm just glad that she just kept going and kept, you know, when on the days where she didn't feel confident and was feeling like, I don't know if I can do this, like, she just kept going. And that's why she's going to get so much out of this week with her shooting her videos, and the rollout after that is going to be incredible.
I can't wait till these songs come out and the videos come out, and it's going to be exciting.
Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hannah baby. Introducing a new collection, Hannah Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hannah quality for your most precious gift. Hannah Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannahanderson.com.
So a year ago, we were in Connecticut, mm-hmm. and it was Charlie's Sweet 16. Mm-hmm. And one of the things as parents you always want to do is be able to celebrate those milestones with your children and the family, and whether it's graduation and Sweet 16 was one that, although we celebrated, we weren't able to do anything bigger. And so we have Charlie.
We did a drive-by.
No, I don't think we want to tell people we did a drive-by, babe. That's we didn't do a drive-by. They drove by our house.
Oh, we're going to talk about it. We're just not going to call it.
So anyway, we had people drive in front of our house last year and celebrate Charlie's birthday. And then some people got out of their car and we social distanced in the lawn. And
they had balloons and they did signs. We were like, come by at this time, and honking the horn. Yeah. And I think at the time, that's all anyone could do for birthdays. And at least she felt like the people that got in their cars and came, it meant a lot to her.
Has this been tough for you because you were so good at planning?
I love planning like little celebrations. Like,
even the off holidays that are your sea level holiday and
bring it on. That's it's my like, favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, it was.
The Easter, like, we have bins of
yes.
It's almost like one of those stores that you go in. It's really, you decorate like it's your department store. Like you put out all of the...
And, you know...
So did not have a party for Charlie on her 16th birthday.
I don't know who is harder on, Charlie or me. Well, I just love, you know, I start out with a little pancake with a candle in it. I think we were able to still do that.
Right. And so we're still not having a party.
No.
We're having a dinner. And
a dinner at a restaurant, which we can do here in California.
And we're adhering to the people at the tables and it's, you know, we're still doing what we have to do.
But it's more than we could have done last year, which is nice.
And she does not want to know anything, correct?
No, she was like, you know, the video that says, tell me you're having a surprise party without telling me you're having a surprise party. Like, she knows we're having a dinner and that's it. She doesn't want to know anything else. She does want to be surprised and she does want to, I said, you have to give me something, a color. So she gave me a color and, so this is a thing in itself. She gives me a color that I've never heard of, a pastel neon pink. It's either pastel or neon. What is that? What is that?
Is there a Pantone number?
I don't know, but she confirmed that color. I showed her a picture and she was like, yes, that's it. It's like a bright pastel.
So what the audience does not understand, or maybe they do if they know a lot about us, that not only can we not tell Charlie what's happening, we cannot tell Dixie what's happening.
Oh, no. Dixie is she is a secret teller of especially stuff like this. She was asking me, what are you getting her for her birthday? I said, Dixie, I can't. You've proven over time that you cannot be trusted to keep a secret about a birthday gift or a Christmas gift or anything like
that. It really affects her mentally when she knows that someone else knows something and she doesn't. It like, it physically affects her.
She gets,
like it gets in her head and
please,
then.
Please, mom, please just tell me.
It's like
me.
She has an allergic reaction.
And then she starts to get mad. She's like, mom, tell me. I'm like, Dixie, you have proven you cannot keep a secret. She's going to tell her. I know she's going to tell her. So I think I threw her off the scent. I don't even remember what I thought. She's like guessed something. And I was like, Dixie, come on. Don't say.
You have to throw her off the scent.
Throw her off.
Let's just make up stuff and tell Dixie.
And see what she tells her.
Yeah.
Because Charlie will tell us she told her. Maybe after, but. Well, we could talk about. Okay.
Like, these are the kind of things, like, I'll whisper when Dixie's walking in the room, I'll say, like, do you think Beyonce will perform Single Ladies? And then I'll look at Dixie and be like, you heard us? And Beyonce's performing?
Wait, what?
Beyonce is not performing. At least not yet.
No, but Dixie did say, so then Dixie says, well, I got her gift. And I was like, well, what'd you get? She was like, well, you tell me yours and I'll tell you mine. And I'm like, well, you go first. She was like, no, because you're not going to tell me. I'm like, and nor will you. She was like, you know, I'm going to tell you. I can't keep a secret. I'm like, more the reason I'm not going to tell you. Anyway, she said she's getting her a duck. I said, Dixie? She literally said, as much as she talks about wanting a duck, she's like, I hope no one takes me seriously because I don't know how to take care of a duck. So I don't think I should get one. So I told her that. And I don't know.
If we had, like when we had chickens, like if we had the property for
the
it.
Chickens. Yeah, we don't really have this. A duck would be adorable. She likes the sound they make because they follow you. And okay, I don't know if you remember this. This has to have some part in her memory, but her kindergarten teacher, Miss Dagnault at Naramac, would every year in springtime, she had like a batch of ducks. What do you call a group of ducks?
A hatchling?
I don't know. Google it. Anyway, I'll finish telling the story. So they would incubate them and they would hatch them and there was a long straight hallway down the entire school and the kids would get in line and the ducks would get in line behind the kids and walk down the entire to exercise them every day. It was the cutest thing and everybody would go to their classroom doors to watch. It was so stinking cute. And there would be like 8-10 ducks. That was such a great memory for both of the girls. What's it called?
A paddling?
A paddling. There you go.
Ducks on the water are called paddling. An entourage of ducks.
Yes, an entourage of ducks. Anyway, so I don't know. If Dixie shows up with a duck, you know, we're going to take care of it and we'll figure it out. But I think there is a place. She said something. She knows a guy that like fosters them and finds places for them, like in sanctuary. So, yeah, so I'm looking forward to it. And we're going to celebrate her the best way that we can at this point in the COVID guidelines situation.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Now that Charlie is getting older, she's 17, do you feel like, are you seeing her mature in like certain ways? Like, I'm trying to think. I mean, I feel like she's mature in general and she always has been for her age. But, you know, I don't know. Do you think parenting is going to be any different now that she's getting a little bit? I know it doesn't happen overnight, but.
As it relates to Charlie, I think she's always spoken and acted older than she is. But I think you sometimes get these things that a 15-year-old, a 16-year-old, I mean, she's still a kid.
Mm-hmm.
So like wanting to have ducks and not think about the consequences. She articulates it very well and makes a strong argument, but doesn't think about what all will happen if we had a baby cow and six ducks hanging around the house. It would be a mess. So both daughters, they lately have, not lately, all the time. Yeah. They say things and I'm like, wow. And sometimes it's just stuff that they learned from us or from others. And, mm-hmm. and sometimes it's like, wow, that was just, where'd you get that? That was pretty cool.
Yeah. They're growing up. Yeah. For sure.
Growing up. So last 2 weeks, we reached out on Twitter and you came up with a really good question and you tweeted it. What did you ask?
So the question I asked was, when you are struggling with anxiety, fear, or just unsure of yourself when trying to work towards something you want, what makes you keep going in spite of those feelings? And there was a lot of good responses. This is a good one. So at Nikki Benuelos 1 says, thinking about what I would say to a close friend if they were going through the same thing and follow my own advice. Also thinking about how happy future me would be that I kept going. Isn't that great?
That is really good.
BF's Nick said, I see things that make me happy. I feel good. You know, I try to forget all the bad thoughts. It's just me and the dance a lot of the time. It's true. Sometimes you just got to like dig deep and keep going.
I think a lot of them that I'm reading are music related. And I can definitely speak from experience that sometimes when I feel myself being down for a while or having some anxiety, I'm like, oh, I haven't turned on music. I haven't put music on in soul. And it kind of take those songs that most of those songs, unless you listen to love songs or breakup songs, I'd stay away from that. But most of the the pop upbeat songs that remind you of times they bring back that feeling and they're associated with the memory of something fun, mm-hmm. whether it is a concert or us having fun at our house in Connecticut or something, mm-hmm. They bring back times, good memories.
Here's another good one by Dixie_Pixie. Honestly, I just try to ignore all my thoughts when I try to achieve a goal. No matter how anxious I am, if I start something, I have to finish it or I would not be able to sleep. That's so good. Stay focused. It's hard sometimes for sure.
A lot of people say meditate. Mm-hmm. So D-I-X-S D'Amelio. Said meditate, hear music, take a bath, or just talk to someone that makes me happy. I got to learn how to meditate because I don't.
You know what? We'll talk about this a little bit. But there are apps that it's guided meditation, and it's so helpful because I didn't know what I was doing. I don't know what it was supposed to feel like or what it was supposed to do, but it's so helpful with the breathing, and you kind of like it takes you there, almost like listening to a certain song, like what you said. It kind of takes you to a different time where you felt good and there were happy thoughts. This is similar, but it's just your own thoughts. So it's
Greg, who works with us, wanted me to for a YouTube video practice meditation, and he's like, yeah, this guy gets up at 4:30 in the morning to meditate. I'm like, dude, you're sound asleep, so you're gonna wake me up when I don't want to get up to basically put me in a sleep-like state? Like, it seems counterintuitive. Like,
that's no, because you don't really know what it feels like to meditate.
My ADHD is going
I disagree.
All over the place. I can't meditate.
I think if it were done properly and you had help, you would see the benefits for sure. Wait, this ad is so funny. The person's name is Anna, sailing on a boat. Said, knowing that anxiety will keep you in what feels like a safe zone, but will almost never get you to where you want. Oh. It's tough because you do want to protect yourself and stay in that safe zone. But, you know, to work towards goals, you do have to get out of your comfort zone, I think.
Well, this is the one that Dixie and Charlie say often, and we joke around about it. And X Noah Dixie X said, I tell myself it's all in my head and it mostly helps. And we've learned as parents, because I have anxiety, that you cannot control your anxiety by just saying it's all in your head.
But have you ever said it's all in your head?
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
But I also think what we tell the girls is don't sabotage yourself. Like, you got to do it's not 100%. There's nothing that you can do necessarily to stop it in its tracks, but like, if you're not getting good sleep, if you're too caffeinated, if you're not doing the things to take care of yourself, and I'm preaching to the choir here because I need to do that for my own self. But I think if you're doing all the things that are eating right, exercising, getting enough rest, meditating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This one is with you just saying that you struggle with anxiety. So this is TPWK Nyla. Said, someone who I call as, like, think of as my dad, he always had anxiety, and I don't know if I got it from him, and when it was my first time, he knew what to do, what to say, and he understood where I was coming from to help me, and I'm so grateful for him because I don't know what I would have done. So I feel like everybody struggles with a little bit of anxiety to some degree, and so to be able to help someone else and gently, but, you know, kind of remind them of the focus and how to help them get to a less anxious state. I mean, it's not easy. It's terrible to see your kids struggle with it, but, you know, we all have our moments of anxiety. So to help them along and so they know you understand because you've been there is, I'm sure, super helpful.
I think the big thing is to recognize that it's real. And mm-hmm. not just say, hey, it's all in your head. And then
I think there's tools. I think there are things. And I think that's the beauty in, like, you know, you can probably, what are tools to help anxiety? You know, breathing, like you said, meditation.
And not all anxiety is bad. I mean,
I feel like you stay
alive with anxiety.
Yeah, fight or flight. And I feel like sometimes it kind of that anxious feeling gets you jacked up to go and like work towards your goals, whatever it is. So yeah. Could be a positive. It's how you look at it, how you deal with it.
All right. So that's it for today.
So good. Thanks for hanging out with me, Mark. I'm Heidi.
We are the Other D'Amelios.
You can find me on all my socials at Heidi D'Amelio.
And you can find me at Mark D'Amelio. Don't forget to
rate us if you don't mind.
Give us an honest rating.
An honest rating. But if it's 5 stars, we're not going to be mad at it.
Give us 5 stars.
Mark and Heidi, the Other D'Amelios, comes to you from Ramble, a Cadence 13 studio.
You can listen, rate, review, and follow all episodes available now for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.